Since we're in the age of a pandemic, I've been getting a lot of questions from viewers, clients, readers about what you can expect from the narcissist in your life if you do happen to come down with the coronavirus. This reminded me of something that happened to me when I was 15 and came down with a serious case of mono. And no, I didn't get it the way you might expect. I got it because I was physically exhausted and wasn't sleeping like a normal human. Long story short, I ended up being alone at home for several days due to circumstances beyond my control, which, to be fair, were somewhat understandable since my grandfather was in the hospital after a heart attack and my illness would be a danger to him. Still, in hindsight, it kind of seems like someone could have made an arrangement so that I wouldn't be left alone during that time. But on the plus side, I was allowed to stay on the pullout couch in the living room, and honestly, I appreciated that because I needed to stay in bed and there was no TV in my bedroom. And we didn't have internet back then, nor did we have our little handheld computers at our fingertips like we do today. So without the TV, I would have been bored out of my skull. When he diagnosed me, my doctor had warned my parents that I needed to be careful not to fall because it could cause significant damage in my fragile state. Something to do with my spleen exploding or something like that. The doctor also told my parents that the illness would make me dizzy and I might need a little help getting around. I assume that's because the dizziness might have made me fall, which would increase my danger of the exploding spleen or whatever he'd said. But rather than giving me access to the only downstairs bathroom available in the house during the time they were gone, which was in their bedroom, the parent locked the bedroom door as they left for a few days. This meant I would end up falling a couple of times as I had to go up and down the stairs alone to use the bathroom. At one point, I recall laying on the floor for several hours, feeling like I couldn't move. I mean, maybe I was being a little dramatic, like someone would later imply, but it sure didn't feel that way at the time. On the plus side, my spleen didn't explode, and I'm here to tell the tale. Anywho, as you might imagine, remembering that story, along with these recent questions from clients, viewers, listeners, and readers, really got me to thinking. What would have happened if I got the coronavirus and was still married to my toxic ex? I mean, think about it. Say the worst has happened and you've been diagnosed with the coronavirus. To complicate things, the only person available to take care of you is your narcissistic spouse or partner or parent. Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today at queenbeing.com. What you can expect from the narcissist in your life if you do get sick with COVID-19 or any other illness. Plus, tips on how to deal if you do. So, let's get started. So what can you expect from the narcissist when you're diagnosed with COVID-19? Well, as you know, and are probably already aware, narcissists only really care about themselves and what's good for them in any given moment. They certainly lack concern for other people, even and often especially those closest to them. And during the COVID-19 era, the spouse of a narcissist has an extra thing to worry about. They already know that their narcissistic husband or wife doesn't care about them and will only pretend to do that if it serves them. And sadly, the same goes for children or adult children of a narcissistic parent. Narcissists always look out for themselves first, so of course they might take care of you if it would in some way benefit them. But in general, what do you expect from a narcissistic spouse, partner, parent, or caregiver if you do end up with COVID-19 or any other ailment for that matter? Well, you probably already know that it doesn't bode well for you, but let's just break it down as to exactly why a narcissist is going to make your life miserable if you happen to come down with COVID-19. Number one, narcissists clearly aren't caregivers. Not everyone is very good with caregiving, but not being a good caregiver doesn't make you a narcissist. But being a caregiver does require an extreme amount of patience, not to mention the fact that you need to be nurturing and empathetic and compassionate. But you already know, narcissists don't have those qualities. And let's not forget that the defining quality of a toxic narcissist is the lack of empathy. And that means that it wouldn't occur to them to even get you a cup of tea or some tissues when you need it. Non-caregivers who aren't narcissists are still capable of getting their spouse a cup of tea or bringing you a tissue or a drink when you're sick. Narcissists, on the other hand, would imagine that you're treating them like a servant if you're sick, which is why they're going to avoid helping you if at all possible. Number two, narcissists want nothing to do with responsibility. And so that means narcissists, they might be responsible at work because they want to protect their image or because they like money. But behind closed doors, they're going to avoid responsibility, especially emotional and personal responsibility. They don't want you to expect too much of them. And since they don't really see you as a whole person, but more as an extension of themselves, part of them thinks you're faking it anyway. This idea, subconscious or otherwise, can be exactly how a narcissist will justify to themselves treating you badly when you're sick. And don't expect them to do your chores or handle any of your regular responsibilities during your illness. They're going to let stuff pile up and become unmanageable, all the while complaining at you for not doing it. Instead, they're far more likely to be focused on the fact that they went to work and worked hard all day, or they took care of the kids all day, or whatever, which will justify their own need to rest and not take care of you. Number three, they need to be the center of attention. Not only does the narcissist not care about you when you're sick with COVID-19, but they might even actually feel slighted by the fact that you caught the virus. Just like they're going to be jealous and offended by the attention you give your children or your work or anything else that's not them, they'll feel like you're asking for and maybe even getting too much attention for your illness. On top of that, you probably can't deliver your normal levels of service and narcissistic supply, which is only going to frustrate and annoy them. So, like the emotional toddlers they are, the narcissist will do something to grab the spotlight back, whether they pretend to be sicker than you or they cause some other kind of unnecessary drama, and before you know it, your own illness will be placed on the back burner in favor of whatever the narcissist is hooting and hollering about. All this does is leave you feeling abandoned, alone, and unloved. Even though you're sick, you'll start to blame yourself for it. You'll end up having to take care of yourself. So what is it that you can do if you are sick with COVID-19 or any other illness and your only option for caregiving is a narcissist? Well, outside of staying healthy or leaving while you're healthy and connecting with more caring people, here are a few tips that can help. First, prepare as far in advance as possible. So set yourself up with a little sort of survival kit. Stock up on cold medicine, immune support help, tissues, and anything else you typically like to have around the house when you're not feeling good. Plan to order your groceries to be delivered during that time, and consider bringing in some frozen or prepared meals to keep the family fed so you won't have to cook. Do your research and find out what you can do to stay healthy and what to do if you do get sick. And talk to your kids if they're old enough, or a friend or an extended family member, even a neighbor, about helping you out in case you do become ill. Make sure you take your vitamins, get enough sleep, and take care of yourself. Don't forget to stay home as much as you can, or at least avoid unnecessary social situations for now. And if you do go out, be careful. Always practice social distancing and wear your mask. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever been sick and had only the narcissist to care for you? And how did that work out for you? What suggestions would you offer our fellow survivors to get through it if they do happen to come down with COVID-19 or any other ailment? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.